Melavnoi shakraya mita. You have the frame of a bed. Melavnoi shakraya mita mal. The frame of a bed, what's going to be the locha? Kolheicha de metaltle vahado. Kozman, you can move it around. These frames are movable. Loiti boiloch. Do a metaltle. It's movable. It's not called really part of the bed. So even though I sell you the bed, I do not mean to sell you the frame of the bed. Kiti boiloch, where's my shiloh? Heichad le metaltle. Where you can't move it on. It's like stuck onto the bed. So Rashbam says it means chatichas eitz. It's like a piece of wood. Hayonoistem tachas karyamita. They would put it under the bed. Kadesh la yukra bakarka. In order the bed should not like rot away in the ground. Like this, the feet of the bed get stuck into the ground, so maybe eventually the ground will rot away the wood. In order that shouldn't happen, they put a frame around it. So the question is, that frame, is it called now part of the bed, it's included in the sale of the bed? Or maybe no, it's time to protect them. So if I sell you the bed, I meant the bed and not the bottom part of it. That's not included. Yeah, ma, when it's not movable, my tekel. So again, sometimes when you sell a table and you have on bottom, you have the piece of wood, there's something the table goes on top of, keep it in place. So that's shalom, that will be called part of the sale or not. Since it's not part of the table itself, it's only there to keep it in place so it shouldn't rot away, that's a shalom that's called part of the mitzvah or not. Then the Mishnah says, v'lo yasacharuv hamukar v'lo yasadana shikma. If you have this charuv that was already grafted, then it's a chashav one, it's a strong one, it's a chashav by itself, it's not included in the sale. Or else if you have the shikma, this sycamore tree, that's already cut off the branches to make it grow better and stronger, then it's chashav by itself, it's not included in the sale. So where it says, minohan emili, how do I know this? Rashbam says, the charuv ha'amukah, v'sar v'nashikma, einim korah m'klal soda. How do we know this? Now these type of trees, once they're chashav, once you grafted them already, or else once you cut off the branches to make it grow bigger, it's chashav by itself. We know how nimili. Omarev yudom aram. Tiyom makro, the posting of Rashi says,
Vayokom sedei Ephraim, asher b'machpelo. And then the posting ends off, it goes on and says, asher bo b'chol eitz, asher b'sodeh, asher b'chol gvuloi soviv. Which is mashma that Avraham Avinu was not only koina the soda, but everything, all the trees inside it. So we're dashing like this: mishet sorech legovol ligvol saviv. Anything that you have to make a boundary around it. In other words, small type of trees, the normal trees that you could argue that belong to you or belong to him. So you have to have like a border around it. That's all included in the sale. That's what the post, next pasuk says: bechol gvuloi saviv. But Yotzu Elu, what goes out of this, the Shikma tree, or the Shruv, Shein Tzrichim Ligvul Saviv, you do not have to make a boundary or border around it. Since these are big trees, solid trees, everybody knows who they belong to. So as Mashma, this type of a solid tree is not included in the Stam sale. When Avraham Avinu brought the stay from the stay Ephron, Hashem HaMachpelom, he was only kind of a Chol Eitz, Hashem HaSod, Hashem HaChol Gvul Saviv, only the normal small trees. But Mashem, a big tree, was not Bechral, the Kenyan. And this thing says, Amar of Mesharshia, Mikan from here, Limitzorim min hatayra. That when you're kind of a Sada, you're also kind of the borders, the boundary around it, that's min hatayra. Because here also these trees, like we used to make the border around the field. And Avraham Avinu was also kind of, like the Pasuk says, the Chol Ha'etz, Asher Basoda, Asher Bechol Gvulei Saviv. Mashm, all the trees that were used for the border, for the boundary, also Avraham Avinu was kaina.
That's the shayla from the pasuk by Avraham Avinu, that the big trees there are included in the sale. And Amar of Mesharshia, Mikan la Mitzorim min haTorah. From here we see that the Mitzorim, the boundaries, are min haTorah. Shalom says, Shakoin yasasada, somebody buys the field, Korn yasa Mitzorim atzmam, you also buy the boundaries. V'chol hilonas anatoyim b'meitzar, all the trees that are around for the boundary, they're also the cloud of Sada. See, Avraham Avinu was kana all these trees also. Omer Rav Yehuda, Haiman de Mazvin Arya Lechavrei. If somebody sells his field to his friend, so Tzorach Lenichtav Lei, he has to write, the Moicha should write inside this Tishtar, Tzorach Lenichtav Lei, Kini Lecho, I'm also mean to sell you, you're also kind of here, Diklin, the palm trees, Otolin, stand the trees there, Vahutzin, Vatzitzin. That all the different type of trees here are included in the sale. Shvam says, Tolim means Shestilin, Netoyim, Churim, young trees. Hutzin, Vatzitzin, Gamay, Minidikolim, the type of palm trees. Kiritnan, Sine Hara Barzel, Sheres Voshim, Shein Elo the Tina Paris. So these are trees that don't give off fruits.
Well, what are besides the
I want to sell you the trees? So Sunsi, Sunsi. When you sell him that if you say you don't want to, it's okay. But in Astam these things are included. But since they're included anyway, it's better to write it in the shtar itself. And the Mar says, V'yaf agav d'chiloi kost of lei, hochi, koni, even though if you do not write in the shtar, that I'm selling you all these trees, I just say I'm selling you the soda, these trees are also included. Afilu hochi, shuf for the shtar who? It's a nice thing for the shtar to have written out clearly exactly what's in the sale. Then if I'm saying, if I don't want to sell you the trees, you have to speak it out. I don't want to sell it to you. But otherwise, minastam, we say that these trees are included in the sale. Therefore, Rashbam says, shuf for the shtara means yipu koyach hashtar. It's nicer for the shtar this way. The afilu yoslav may bezdin toyin. Even if bezdin doesn't know the loch so much, but some of it, look in the shtar and see clearly it's included in the sale, there won't be any problems. Therefore, it's better to write it out clearly in the shtar exactly what's included in the sale. Oh, my land. Let's say it like this. Arya vidikli. I'm selling you now my land and vidikli and my palm trees. That's what I write in the shtar. I'm selling you Arya vidikli and my shtar. So what, and my palm tree. What does it mean to sell? So, chazina, let's see. He is like dikli, if he has a lot of palm trees. Yoyev le trey, he has to give him at least two. Trey dikli. Because loshen dikli is plural, it means at least two palm trees. The less slave, he doesn't own any palm trees, zoven le trey dikli. He's going to have to buy him two palm trees. Because if you say clearly, I'm selling you my land, and palm trees, it means at least two. The mishabdi, let's say Taki owns the palm trees, but they're mishubid, other people have a right to take it away for this chayv. They're mishubid, they're like a guarantee for somebody else. The locker is then paraklei. He has to pay up his chayv in order that he has back the trees to give these trees away, because he made a sale now, he's selling his field with two palm trees. What about if he sells like this? Shrei dikli, I'm selling you now two palm trees. As before, the mishabed paraklei tradically. If they're mishubed, he should redeem two palm trees. What about if he sells like this? Arya vidikli, I'm selling you my land with the palm tree. Arya vidikli, that's the lesson that he said. Arya vidikli, Shabbat says, Sode im dekolim, shevetechon. I'm selling you my field with the palm trees inside it, animechlecho. That's what he said. So he said a lesson like this, Chazinim, let's see. Is vidikli, if there are palm trees in the field itself, Yoyim went, very good, that's what he said. He said, I'm selling you this field with the palm trees inside it. So if there are palm trees inside it, very good. The lab, let's say he doesn't have any fields with palm trees, then make a story so clearly. Oh, the mechir is bottle. He said clearly, I'll sell you the field with palm trees inside it. Here it doesn't have to go buy two palm trees, because that's not in the field. I said, I'll sell you the field with two palm trees. It's called a mechir toys. What about if he says, Arya Bedikli, I'll sell you a field by the palm trees. That's what he said. Arya Bedikli. My response says, Mokim Haroidal Tikal, that's what it means. Arya Bedikli just means a place that's fit to have palm trees. So then, Arya Bedikli, less Ledikli. He doesn't have any, then he doesn't have any palm trees. Why? The Chaz Ledikli Kamalei. All he meant to say is, I'm selling you a field that's fit to have palm trees. But I did not mean to say I'm selling you the palm trees. So whether there are, whether they're not there, they're not included in the sale. Oh, Malay, let's say like this, I'm selling you my field, Labar Medikli Palni, excluding this one palm tree. Excluding one special palm tree, I'm not selling you. That's what he said. So Chazina, let's see. Idikla to the Heve, if Itaka owns a lot of palm trees, Shiyura Shira, then Taki meant to leave over this one palm tree. All the rest of them are included in the sale, and this is the one that he meant to leave over. That's called Shiyura Shari, left over this. Clever Rashbam says, Deina Benanim Shetoinim Peiros Ktas Nechudei Shari Dait Lenef Peiros Adeil. And Lakeach is kind of all the other palm trees. What about Idikla Vishu? Let's say this one palm tree. Chazin like this. No, huh?
Don't forget, it's like this. Chazinin, let's see. E dikla tova, if it's a good palm tree, then who she or shiira? Then for sure he only left over this palm tree. He meant to sell all the rest of them. But the dikla bishu, if this palm tree that he said I'm not selling you is a bad one, then kol shekin.